I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for October 28, 2025. A state lawmaker from Lexington plans to reintroduce legislation to make Halloween safer for children by preventing Kentucky sex offenders from participating in Halloween-related activities involving minors. Stan Ingold has more on the story.
The proposal by Democratic Representative Chad Aull would prevent sex offenders convicted of crimes against children from handing out candy to young trick-or-treaters or attending Halloween costume parties where children are present. Aull filed a similar bill in the Kentucky General Assembly's 2025 session. Aull's proposal will be considered in the General Assembly's 2026 legislative session, which starts January 6th. If it's approved, the restrictions would apply to Halloween activities within 14 days before or after October 31st of each year. Violating the proposed law would be a Class A misdemeanor, with repeat offenses elevated to a Class D felony. In the upcoming legislative session, Aull also plans to sponsor legislation eliminating the statute of limitations for child sex abuse cases, which currently stands at 10 years after a survivor's 18th birthday, to ensure that survivors can seek justice on their own timeline. I'm Stan Ingold.
Staffing shortages in Kentucky's public schools are improving, based on a survey of superintendents. Among all K-12 districts, 34 school systems reported having no unfilled positions as of September 1st. Last year, only one district reported no vacancies. Associated Education Commissioner Meredith Brewer says Kentucky still has more than 2,400 unfilled jobs this school year.
An overwhelming majority of our school districts said they are not considering canceling a class as a result of their staffing issues, although a reduction in course offerings is something that we are concerned about.
The bulk of those are classified positions such as instructional assistants, bus drivers, custodians, and food service workers. Among certified positions, the highest number of vacancies is among special education and elementary school teachers. A majority of districts also reported a decrease in the number of qualified candidates applying for positions. A Madison County judge has ruled that the death penalty is still an option for a man accused of murdering the daughter of a former state lawmaker. Shepard Snyder has more on this story.
Shannon Gilday appeared in court on Monday following the ruling to schedule further hearings in January and March. He's accused of breaking into the mansion of Wesley Morgan and killing his 32-year-old daughter, Jordan, in 2022. Gilday's legal team previously looked to remove the death penalty as an option on the grounds of serious mental illness. However, a legal order says Gilday didn't have a documented diagnosis at the time of the incident. Micah Nicole was a friend of Jordan Morgan and has been attending the proceedings. She says she's been anxious for the trial to start.
It'll be 4 years. 4 years is way too long. And, yeah, and it feels like finally we are getting some traction.
Gilday is expected to appear before a jury in May. The trial is expected to take most of the month. I'm Shepard Snyder in Richmond.
Kentucky landowners may soon have a new tool in their nearly century-long battle with an invasive plant species. An ongoing study by the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources is looking at whether herbicide spray by small drones can effectively limit the rapidly spreading kudzu, an invasive vine with the potential to smother homes and forests as it grows up to a foot a day. Jacob Stewart is a private land biologist who is helping oversee the study. Crews sprayed a total of 93 acres of land across six counties and will wait until spring to determine its effectiveness. Stewart says drones aren't a common way of applying herbicides right now, though that could be changing as drones become cheaper. He isn't aware of any states that commonly apply treatments using drones.
It's hard to believe that someone hasn't, but it wasn't readily available, the information. So we did utilize information on herbicides that worked with backpack sprayers and other mechanisms.
Stewart said without drones, crews would need to trek through underbrush to apply chemicals from a backpack or release herbicides from a helicopter or plane with much less precision. Both methods can pose risk to health of workers and native species of wildlife. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.